Today, of course, is Palm Sunday. The blessed palms are in the vestibule, so there are plenty of palms available, so please take as many as you wish. It is the beginning of Holy Week, and there is a schedule for Holy Week. There are flyers in the back of the church and also in the vestibules for the various times for the ceremonies this week, the confessions, the actual ceremonies on Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and of course, Easter Sunday next Sunday. We are going to be having solemn ceremonies again this year. Father Carroll and Father Skirky will be joining us here to have the solemn ceremonies on Thursday through Saturday. And in preparation for that, there will be altar boy and choir practice. They'll be this Wednesday at 10 a.m. And then afterwards, we're going to be setting up the altar repose out on the tennis court, and sisters need help with that. So especially the girls and boys, the grades 5 through 12, encouraged to lend a hand to help the sisters to set up the altar repose. Also, there's a sign-up sheet on the door of the chapel for an hour before the altar repose on Holy Thursday throughout Good Friday night and Good Friday morning, and be reminded about the indulgences that can be gained for spending an hour before our Lord at the altar repose. Those signs are posted for you, so remind yourself about those indulgences and sign up for an hour before our Lord at the altar. Also tomorrow, April 18th, is the anniversary of the ordination of Bishop Santé. 10-year anniversary to his ordination tomorrow, April 18th, so please keep Bishop in your prayers. And also, today's the last day to sign up for the dinner that we're going to be having in his honor. That will be on May 4th. There'll be Mass here at 5 p.m., and then reception dinner at the Miller Ridge Cottage at 7:30 p.m. That's on May 4th. Also, good news from our school. The students from St. Pius V, the juniors and seniors, participated in a pro-life oratorical contest last Sunday, and we took all three top spots. Mary Leah took third, Joseph Jenkins took second, and Caitlin Kennedy took first. And Caitlin will go on and compete at the state level this May. So congratulations to our students, and continue to keep Caitlin in your prayers that she does well at the state level. Also, this is the last week for the $10,000 raffle to take your ticket and sell it, and please do return the proceeds. We do want to get all the proceeds for selling the tickets so that we can continue to build our new school. The ground has been broken, and soon we will be putting in footers. So the dirt has been moved, and soon, within the next 2 or 3 weeks, we will be putting in footers. So please do have your ticket sold by this Saturday, so we have the drawing on this Saturday. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Words taken from the book of St. Matthew. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we have a commemoration of our Lord's triumphal procession, his entrance into Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the great city, which was the very center, the capital of the Hebrew people. And this great triumphal procession was just a few days before our Lord's passion. There are palm branches who have been blessed today. They are there for your taking. And this morning we had a procession. We went outside and we ended up at the back of the door of the church. In that procession, everyone left. The doors of the church were closed. And the church was empty, save for some angels. The angels who sang to us as we were outside. And we went in our procession, which is a symbol of our Lord coming in that triumphal procession to Jerusalem. But when we came back to the door of the church, it was closed. And inside we heard the angels singing to us, "O ye sons of the Hebrews, ye sons of men." They told us about the joys of heaven. They told us about what we are to do to get to heaven. And then we responded with our own chant, singing back to the angels of heaven. And then everything was quiet. And he who was carrying the cross took the cross and knocked 3 times on the door. And the door immediately came open. And the procession then in triumph came into the church. The church that was emptied with the doors closed was a symbol of heaven. It was a symbol of heaven after the sin of Adam. For 4,000 years, the doors and the gates of heaven were closed to mankind. No one could get to heaven. No human being was able to enter into the gates of paradise. It's not until our Lord came and open the gates of heaven for us. And how did he open those gates? Symbolically today, we use the cross, the processional cross. And that is how our Lord opened the gates of heaven. Our Lord mounted the Mount of Calvary. He mounted his cross. And through that cross, he opened the gates of paradise. And he took that cross and he laid it as a barrier on the doors that lead to hell. A barrier for those who will follow him in his cross. Why did our Lord choose this time for his great triumphal procession? He who led a life of humility, a life of obscurity, a hidden life. It was because every Hebrew on earth who had the means made it a point to celebrate this great feast day, a memorial of the festivity of deliverance from Egypt. They were all in Jerusalem celebrating the Passover. It is on that day before that our Lord came into Jerusalem, the week before, because everyone would see him in great triumph. He did so to fulfill the prophecy of Zacharias. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout for joy, O daughters in Jerusalem. Behold, thy king will come to thee, the just, the Savior. He is poor and riding upon a donkey, upon a colt, the foal of a donkey. When earthly kings return in victorious battle, they enter into triumphal procession into the capital city, but they enter only after the great bloodshed, the slaughter of their enemies, overcoming their enemies and then entering in their victorious triumph. Well, our Lord entered into his triumph on Palm Sunday, and it was only 5 days later that he shed not his enemy's blood, but our Lord shed his own blood. He shed his own blood for our salvation. He entered in on that one day on Palm Sunday in Jerusalem to redeem his mortal enemies, to redeem them from the captivity of hell, and to reign over them by not an iron fist, but with love, the love of his most sacred heart. All of those who will hope in him and love him, and he will lead them into the heavenly Jerusalem. Our Lord does the very same thing for the very same purpose when he comes to us in Holy Communion. He will reign over us and in us with divine love. He will reign with us if we so choose to have him reign with us in our hearts. And we, my dear faithful, we must be the ones that are not like the Pharisees of old. And yet how many there are who, because of the lives that they live, and the ways that they see this world, the mode of life speaks the things that the Pharisees spoke of old. We will not have this man rule over us. We have no king but Caesar. Away with him, crucify him. Give to us Barabbas. Such are as ungrateful as the Pharisees. But my dear faithful, we must have our hearts opened to our Lord. Our hearts cannot remain closed. And how is it that we are able to open our hearts? If we embrace the cross. For it is the cross that keeps the gates of our soul open. And how do we follow the cross? By avoiding sin and the occasions of sin. Because if one falls into sin, the doors are closed and our Lord has no entrance. My dear faithful, today we celebrate the feast of our Lord's triumphant procession. Grant that he comes into your own hearts. Grant that he is your king and you keep your hearts open to him so that you yourselves will have a triumphant procession. A triumphant procession into the heavenly Jerusalem. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.